Hello and welcome to Newsbox.
Hello.
Zina's got a Scotch paper. But I'm doing a Welsh voice.
Especially for our listeners in Wales.
My guinea blown out. Good morning. I apologise, I'm not doing this very well. It's Tuesday the 11th of July. There's some major issues to discuss.
There are.
In the news today. So let's get on with that. The first and most important story of the day.
Shocking.
Wendy Richards is leaving EastEnders. Now, this news broke yesterday.
It did.
We were quite on the ball with it. We were, you know, we knew what was going on. But
we got
the
information out there to you as we received it ourselves.
Yeah. The papers are covering that today.
I just can't believe Pauline's leaving.
I know. I mean, for years we've been going, I wish that bloody Pauline piss off and cheer up.
Yeah.
And now she's going. It's a bit sad.
It is. And they're going to kill her.
Wow. It's a beautiful picture montage in the Daily Mirror. Some of Pauline Festmo's. Also a picture of Wendy Richards as sexy Miss Brahms.
Oh, she was.
And Ali Bean, sir. She was gorgeous. Look at her when she started off. She was very happy. There's her and Arthur with baby Martin. And she slowly, as time goes by, particularly after Arthur had died, she's smiling in all the pictures when Arthur's alive. She's just gets sadder and sadder.
Oh, yeah. She's had a difficult 22 years, hasn't she?
She's had all sorts happening. Her brother's died, her son's died, her husband's died, and run off with Christmas card money.
Yeah.
Her daughter's got pregnant by a scallywag at the age of 16. You know, all sorts.
All sorts.
Sonia's been rude to her.
Yeah, turned into a leather.
Mm-hmm. All sorts happened to her. Wendy Richards has speculated that when... Before she quit, she's saying, if I ever finish playing Pauline, I could at least have a bloody facelift. Obviously, she can't as part of her contract, but she might have a bit of a nip and tuck now.
Well, that'd be nice.
She's going out with a fella who's 20 years younger than her. So.
Is she really?
Yep.
Because she's been battling with breast cancer as well.
Yeah, she has.
In her own life. But a while ago, I thought she had some work done, but maybe it's the illness. But that makeup there, in that picture, that's like what you do on a corpse, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That, you'd never do that.
A big streak of blusher.
No, not like that.
Well, she probably didn't do it to herself. She probably had a makeup artiste for that.
Yeah.
You know what they're like. Slap it on with a trowel.
Oh,
takes
slap
hours. So I think we've covered that. If anyone, you know, wants to phone us up and discuss their issues... Because I know a lot of people are going to be very sad.
Yeah.
About
it's like Take That Splitting Up, isn't it?
It is like that, yeah. So just give us a call. You can find out on... I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can find out quite easily. But do give us a call if you wish to talk through the issues Pauline leaving EastEnders.
Yeah. Or just send in some...
Send us an email would be better, because to be honest, we don't like speaking to people.
We'll probably be quite busy. It's tragic. Apparently, Ian Beale is the last survivor of the original cast.
Well, that's entirely true, yes.
But what about Dot?
Dot wasn't in it the first to start off with. She wasn't in the first episode.
Was she not?
No, I don't think she came into it for a while.
So I thought she was friends with Ethel.
She was friends with Ethel and Lou.
I suppose she's, yeah, maybe not the first episode.
But she has been and gone as well, because she did leave for a while and then came back again, didn't she, Dot?
Mick Cotton, yeah. He's been and gone.
He might come back again.
He might do if this whole ghost thing happens.
Got any more news?
Yes, the SSP.
Scottish.
Tommy Sheridan.
Socialist Party, are they?
Yeah. He's a bit of a sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to a fetish club where people played naked snooker and ate popcorn while wearing nipple clamps. I don't see what's so wrong with that.
I mean,
they're only eating popcorn and playing snooker.
As long as, you know, they're all consenting adults.
It sounds fairly tame, really. I mean, playing snooker, eating popcorn. Nipple clamps, anybody could have them on underneath. Prez has probably got them on underneath his suit. Underneath
well, would a cowboy wear? He's probably got some spurs on. I don't know about nipple clamps.
Probably got some.
Cowboy outfit. I want to talk about Zinedine Zidane. He's Do you know who he is?
He's that football player who did that.
He did the headbutt. Well, there's
it's not even a headbutt, though, is it?
Well, he sort of rammed some guy. It was a foolish act, But the papers are full of speculation of what he said. They've all got their own little lip readers to find out. He said, in the mirror it says that the other fella said, all Muslims are terrorist bastards. And he called his mum a terrorist whore. Yeah. Now, I'm not really interested in the implications of it, what he said, or the actuality of it all. But I'm interested that they're both, one of them's French, one of them's Italian, mm-hmm. yet they could understand each other. I think it was in Italian, that he was clever enough to, he obviously speaks Italian.
Mm.
And I'm just, if you think about our players and the state of language learning in this country, I can't imagine if anyone said to Wayne Rooney, you shag old prostitutes, in German, he's not going to understand, is he?
No.
So, I mean, it's good because it means that they'll all simmer down a bit in this, the
It's different on the continent, though, isn't it?
But I think what we should stop worrying about what they've said and just go, brilliant, well done for understanding the phrase. All of you deserve that fucking Muslim terrorist bastard in Italian. Well done.
Hmm. Maybe he didn't even say that, though. Maybe he said, I love you.
I don't think you'd... Well, maybe you did, I don't know.
No. Celebrity memorabilia. If you could buy any celebrity memorabilia, anything mm-hmm. at all, what might that be?
Would it be an alive celebrity or a dead celebrity?
Could be either.
I'd like Sid James' pork pie hat.
Ooh, that's a good one. How much do you think you'd pay for that?
Ooh, a few hundred quid.
Yeah.
What about you? Pauline's pants?
No.
Andy Bell's glittery spangly catsuit.
Andy Bell's glittery Stetson outfit. He had this brilliant blue glitter cowboy outfit in the early 90s with the chaps.
Mm.
His arse hanging out. I'd love to. I'd love that. He was actually sold. Look, here's some prices. The lyrics, handwritten to All You Need Is Love.
Yeah.
£680,000. Madonna's Like a Virgin wedding dress, $7,000. John Lennon's school notebook, £126,500. James Dean's waistcoat, $52,000. Andy Warhol's silver wig, £6,000. Judy Garland's slippers, £412,000.
Ruby slippers. Cool.
People just have a lot of money to spend. Do you think they're poor people that have sold up that are obsessed, or the rich people who just go, fuck it, I'll
rich
just
people
buy
are,
it?
Rich people go, oh, sod it, I'll have them. Stop anyone else having them.
Yeah. I suppose it's like some of these things probably won't lose their value. Is it like investing in art, do you think?
I think it's probably similar, yeah. I imagine the ruby slippers, they're always going to be. Well, the Beatles stuff, I guess, it's always going to be worth something. So it's like investing in something.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's the story behind it. Like, if the waistcoat was in a chaser, you probably wouldn't look twice at it, unless you knew.
Yes.
It's interesting, isn't it? I'm just thinking, what have I got that I could put to one side and say, this is going to be worth a fortune? Like, my trainers now. Should I start auctioning them off?
Well, they were quite expensive trainers. I think that would be an error. They were special for your bunions. Keep them.
Don't talk about my bunions.
I don't know. Now, can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Mel B, she was in a band called the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember them.
Yeah.
It's in the 90s. She's apparently going out with Eddie Murphy. He was from the 80s.
Bloody hell.
So the 80s and 90s there. They've collided in the 2000s. So, yeah, in fact, they've been together 3 weeks, but they both had tattoos of each other's names. They're besotted. There's no official line on this, but Eddie's publicist hasn't denied it.
3 weeks and they've had tattoos done?
Apparently so.
That's a mistake.
I think they're going to find that, but it might not be true.
Well, it's an interesting... I mean,
it's an interesting pairing.
Yeah. Jennifer Ellison... back on stage.
She off stage for a while.
I'm reading a Scottish newspaper today.
Yeah, you are.
Got a big story here. One of Shetland's leading salmon companies have collapsed with the loss of up to 17 jobs. A vase given to a cleaner by her employer as a retirement gift was sold for £92,000 yesterday. Bonhams auctioneers identified it as lost treasure of China's Qing dynasty. How do you say that? Ming?
I don't know.
Well, it was expensive anyway, so she'd done all right with that.
Apparently, John Prescott can't bloody wait for Tony Blair to go on holiday so he can go gunslinging around the country. He's going to be in charge. Yeehaw. Particularly excited because Gordon Brown is taking 2 weeks paternity leave and his wife's due to have a baby quite soon. Mm-hmm. So Prescott is just going to be in charge without anybody reining him in. It's going to go mad. And there's also been denials that Prescott's Wild West kit was worth £20,000. Apparently that's wildly exaggerated.
Well, yesterday it was worth 11,000.
Well, there's been other reports that it was 20,000. Maybe 11,000 is nearer the mark. But yeah, cowboy-loving John Prescott cannot wait to saddle up and run Britain when Sheriff Blair quits town.
Yeah. Oh, good old Prescott. I'm kind of really warming. So yeah. Weird, right? A boy of 14 and a girl of 11 had sex after spending an afternoon together drinking and taking drugs. He gets done for rape. And she says, if he wasn't, I wanted it.
But she's so young.
Then she got pregnant. He hasn't. Oh, I don't know.
Kids today, eh? I don't know what to do with them. Apparently, there's reports of another notch on Russell Brand's bedpost.
Oh, yeah.
The man slagged Rod Stewart's daughter Kimberly, 26, home after a night at Central London's Cuckoo Club recently.
Oh.
But Kim tells Closer Mag, so it's apparently in a magazine, I'd never sleep with him, I know his reputation.
Good.
So.
Tara Palmer Tomkinson.
Her nose got better.
She's booked herself in to go and get it sorted out. That's what it used to look like before, nice and straight, normal nose. That's what it looks like now. Quite horrible.
I watched a dreadful programme at the weekend, but I really enjoyed it, called With a Little Help from My Friends. And Tara Park comes and had to get together with those of her posh schoolmates, and they had to rebuild a house. And she's completely bonkers, but there's a brilliant bit where, oh, the most annoying woman in the world. Linda Barker.
Oh, yeah.
God. So Tara was almost going to punch her in the face quite a few times, and she would be right to do so. She was irritating as hell. And Tara was going, oh, yeah, no, I've experienced. I've done some plumbing before. And Linda Barker goes, what did you plumb in? And she went, oh, Dolce & Gabbana. It was brilliant. You couldn't write that. It was fantastic.
Oh, see, those Siamese twins we talked about, and I said they were doomed.
Yeah.
One of them's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sad. A bit sad.
Angelina Jolie's got the part of a Kung Fu Panda in a cartoon.
She already got the part, then, is she?
Well, she's going to be...
The voice of. I got a story about twins.
Oh, yeah.
The Polish president has appointed his twin brother to be the Prime Minister of Poland. I can't say the name, it's Polish. They've been famous in Poland since 1962, where they appeared in a film as weird, creepy, blonde Aryan twins.
That's horrible.
But yeah, they're both supposed to be quite mental. But they're the twin leaders.
That's wrong, isn't it?
I quite like it.
I mean, do you think they've got the same brain? When you're a twin, you know how you have everything is the same, so like if you're identical twin until you're born, same fingerprints and stuff. Do you have the same brain?
I think not.
Why not?
Because you're an individual. You don't have the same fingerprints, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Twins, identical twins do.
No. I don't know any identical twins.
Interesting. It'd be interesting to know, like, with the whole nature nurturing, if they were exactly the same brain when they were born, and then from then on they both start getting more and more fucked up, and they go different. But, do they start off the same? And if you gave them the exact same information, would they end up having the same thoughts all the time. Write in, tell us.
I've got some news for you. You might be sad about it.
Oh.
You might be happy. Tony Hadley is going to have another baby.
Oh.
He's going out with a girl who's not his wife, because he split up with his wife about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's the PR girl who's managing his career revival.
How old is she?
Doesn't say, actually.
He must be a writer. Oh,
no.
Charmer.
No, it doesn't say. So, anyway, they're having another baby to add to his collection of three babies. No reports on whether this one's also going to be called Tony.
Oh, yeah, his other three kids are called Tony, aren't they?
Well, one of them is.
Well, I think that's quite nice, and I'm glad that he's happy. I hope it continues to stay that way.
It might force him to shape up a little bit.
Shape up? Oh, yeah.
Because he has gone a bit... He's gone a bit jowly, he's gone a bit red in the face. He's not the man he once was.
But he's older, isn't he?
Well, he is older, but Simon Le Bon...
Yeah.
He's aged a bit better.
Yeah. But, I mean, Hadley, he's got a lot of height to contend with. He's a very tall and proud man. Abby Titmus has been stalked in a shower by a doctor.
Oh my god, we've been going on for 16 minutes already.
Oh shit.
Quick.
Well, shut up, Abby Titmus.
Yeah, apparently we spend 4 days a year waiting in queues.
Michelle McManus is to star in a porno flick. Turns out it's not really, it's just the vagina monologues.
No. Those babies that were abandoned at Christmas, the twins.
Oh yeah.
Turns out the mum was 44.
Gosh.
No, it wasn't a distressed teenage mum, it was an oldie.
Paul Weller's looking old. A witch has been pardoned yesterday, 300 years after she was killed, because they did the ducking trial on her, and she floated, proving guilt. And she's been pardoned by the U.S. state of Virginia for not actually being a witch.
There's a triumph of logic over science, with mysticism there.
Too little, too late.
Well, perhaps. Scientists have grown sperm from embryonic cells and produced babies, thus rendering men entirely pointless. About time too. Let's kill them all.
A Scots backpacker was fighting for his life in an Australian hospital after a late-night brawl. It's believed he was acting the peacemaker when he was hit on the head with a piece of wood. Now, Scots are notorious for being drunk all over the world, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So, I don't know about that. Although, they're not normally nasty with it, they're just drunk. So, we hope he gets better soon.
Just time to give a birthday shout-out to Reg Varney from On The Buses, who you fancy. He's 90 today.
Don't fancy me anymore, probably.
Thank you for listening. Sorry we went on so long. We were very casual for the first 16 minutes, and then we've done the last 2 minutes very fast.
Bye.
Goodbye.